sky.
Jody fell out of his tractor, couldn't believe what he seen.
Everybody wanted a piece of it.
Laid on the ground, shook, fearing for his life. Then he ran all the way to town, screaming it came out of the sky.
Ooh, here, Rosie on the House with Dr. Sky. So, we were talking about this Halloween asteroid, skull-shaped, traveling 78,000 miles an hour. Should it? Of course, we have to calculate how slow the atmosphere would slow it down and how much of it would burn up before impact. But had something that size going that fast struck using the simple math of the meteor crater that struck near Interstate 40, how big a hole would we have?
Well, according to the calculations, this is interesting, about a six-mile-wide crater, about 4,300 feet deep, and that's really just totally beyond the human mind to, you know, to comprehend. I mean, that's incredible.
And you would hope that wouldn't be a city or a populated area.
Well, oh, absolutely, Jennifer. That would be, I mean, imagine, a small thing 160 feet across did that. So that's just, it's not quite a planet killer.
Well,
you have to get up into a few kilometers.
Well, here's the brain teaser, and we're going to bring in a state geologist in the next half hour. How about if that had hit on this earthquake at Black Canyon City is apparently a new fracture. It wasn't really known before. I'm going to get more details. But how about if something like that, 6 miles wide, a mile deep, hits at some fracture point of a tectonic plate? What happens? What happens then?
You would call that a worst-case scenario.
We're in trouble. And, you know, Rosie, I missed the Arizona earthquake. I was standing in Palmdale, California, on the San Andreas Fault. So go figure.
Well, listen, we've got an event coming up that we've got to talk about. You've been very gracious to kind of extend an invitation to the listeners. Folks, listen up. Dr. Sky, why don't I turn it over to you? Tell them what we're doing the night of February 27th.
Well, Rosie, with you and Jennifer and all your fans out there, many, many fans here, we thought it would be really cool if we did a cruise on the beautiful Dolly Steamboat out on that Great Lake, Canyon Lake. I do one of those every month. And, folks, let me just tell you firsthand, very, very popular cruise because of their location. It's just a beautiful place. So February the 27th, Rosie, that's the date that you and your wife are working hard to, you know, make happen. And I most definitely would love to be part of that with you, as you've asked. I'm happy to be there to do my part of this. But it's just a beautiful experience for your listeners out there, Rosie on the House listeners. And, Rosie, it should be a wonderful night because as we get into this time of year, everybody knows it's still the beauty of that calm winter that we experience. And all your friends and neighbors from around the country, right, are going to want to come on this.
And there's dinner provided.
Yes.
You're at Canyon Lake Marina at 5:30. It's a 2.5-hour twilight astronomy dinner cruise. You go to dollysteamboat.com, click on cruises, pick the astronomy cruise, go to the calendar, click February 27th. I'm sure this is going to fill up fast. So
absolutely, Rosie. It's just a beautiful experience out there. And, you know, people talk about staycations and the ability when, you know, the economy gets tough, but, you know, they want to bring their family to something. And we certainly recommend this. It's easy to get to, and it's becoming more and more popular as more and more people out there want to see the beauty of not only the nighttime sky, but experience the serenity of that beautiful lake. So if you've been there, you know about it, but this is for everybody who wants to join the Rosie on the House and, you know, you and Jennifer and your entire family and all the friends of this great radio show that you have here for so long.
It'll be a blast. Might be a little cool. Bring your sweaters. Bring a blanket. There's plenty of chairs. There's decks that we'll be able to float on top. And y'all have telescopes set up on the boat, right?
Absolutely. We can see a few objects, but Rosie, what we try to do is bring smaller powered ones because every time I try to put something in the telescope on the boat, I say, look, isn't that incredible? And by the time the person gets to see it, we've moved away. We can't find it. But no, it's a lot of fun. And we do a little laser show to point out what's in the sky with those super high powered lasers that are safely used for the purpose that they're intended, and that's to point out objects. And people usually go, wow, how do I get one of those? And I say, I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
And one more time, people can sign up where, Dad?
It's Dolly, D-O-L-L-Y, DollySteamboat.com.
We'll make sure and get that on our archive page. We'll get that in the newsletter. We'll have that all over our website. One quick question, since the asteroid's now gone. Mm-hmm. This morning, driving in, there was a particularly bright object next to the moon.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you can actually still see it if you're out there. Don't do this if you're driving, of course, but if you're out walking the dog or just listening to us, however you're doing it, step outside and look high in the southeast. What you're seeing is the planet Venus and the moon, the beautiful conjunction. If you were up earlier, you saw that. So that's the planet Venus, which is the farthest away from the sun on this side of the sky right now. But that's absolutely spectacular. We've had nothing but conjunction after conjunction here for the last about a month and a half now, and it's just a beautiful sight. So Venus in the morning sky with Jupiter.
Well, that's been great. Well, Dr. Sky, we really look. You'll be on the air with us again before February 27th. But when we get together on the 27th, I'm going to want you to draw me a picture of what the blind side of the universe is, where this Halloween asteroid came from, because he tried to explain it to me over the phone, and I don't get it.
Wouldn't that just be whatever's on the other side of the sun because it's too bright you can't see past it? Wouldn't that be your blind side?
It had something to do with the planar equatorial vision line of sight thing.
It's very good.
Stay tuned. We got the Arizona State geologist joining us for the next half hour. We're going from the galaxies to the Earth's core, all at Rosie on the House.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's home improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.